As someone who found dancing easy, Bridget Rousey hoped the steps to establishing her own business might be the same. Rousey, owner of Bridget's Dance Academy in Huntington, and the 2014 winner of the West Virginia Small Business Administration's Award for Young Entrepreneur of the Year, says starting her own business was anything but simple. It was sometimes scary.
It's definitely a challenge because, you know, my first love is teaching and choreographing and all of that, but to have, you know, the building we have and to continue to see the growth, it does take that other side of it, the day-to-day business and all of that. So it's a challenge to be able to, you know, focus on both and figure that out.
Rousey was born and raised in Huntington and enjoyed dancing from an early age. She enjoyed dancing through high school and into college, where she majored in business at Marshall University. While in college, she was a member of the Marshall University dance team and now serves as their coach. All the while, her passion for dancing did not subside, and while dancing on the Marshall dance team, she started teaching girls in the area. Rousey says it's been a rewarding process to establish her very own business.
It has been fast, but at the same time, we didn't start out in this big location. We started small and grew that, and then we've moved to this location and have grown here. So I think the fact that I've kind of allowed the growth to happen steadily made a huge difference.
Bridget's Dance Academy first opened in 2010 at 8th Avenue and 1st Street in Huntington. Then in September of 2013, they moved 9 blocks down 8th Avenue to 10th Street into an old Blockbuster rental building that tripled the amount of space available to the academy. What began as an after-school program for Rousey has bloomed into an academy with over 200 students taking classes at the new location. Rousey has increased the number of classes offered and has 10 different instructors that teach classes at the facility. Rousey says being in charge of a business is completely different from just teaching classes.
Owning a business, you don't turn it off, so you don't go home and think, well, work's over. You know, it really never is over, but it helps that I love what I do. That plays a huge role, because if it was something that I didn't enjoy and I had to do everything I do, then I think, you know, we'd quit tomorrow.
Classes for all ages range from jazz, hip-hop, or ballet to the recently popular acro, which combines classical dance techniques with acrobatic elements. Heather Blankenship's daughter Molly has been taking classes with Rousey since she was 3. She's now 6.
We love the spiritual atmosphere most of all. I mean, just the positive, never stress, never, you know, don't do that, don't do this. It's always beautiful, yay, awesome job. It's always positive. That's what we love about it.
11-year-old Braden Bailey is also a member of the academy.
What I like about this dance academy is that you're free to do whatever you want, but you still learn stuff. Well, this is my first year dancing, so I've learned so much because Bridget is such an awesome dance teacher.
The 27-year-old Rousey says without her business degree from Marshall, she would have been even further behind than she sometimes already felt.
It definitely doesn't teach you everything you need to know as far as practical day-to-day business ins and outs. So it's been definitely a learning few years, and I've grown a lot. And I think the biggest thing is to not be afraid to ask people for help, and I've done that.
Rousey says the next step will be to keep following the dance steps for continued growth. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.